ஓம் சாந்தி.
ஓம் சாந்தி.
ஓம் சாந்தி. சத்குரு
உங்களுடைய சத்குரு
ஆப் சப்கி பஹத் பியார் பரி யாதே லேக்கி.
Carrying your deeply loving remembrances with myself as I reach the subtle region.
Aaj to vachan ka nazara alag prakar se.
I saw that the decoration of the subtle region was quite different.
Baba ek side mein kisi upar pahadi ke upar
on one side
corner mein khade hue the.
Baba was standing in the corner of a mountain.
Dur ek bahut bada maidan tha.
There was a very large field, a ground.
Dheer bachche
in on which many of Baba's children were standing.
Alag alag prakar se apni activity kar rahe the.
They were engaged in different kinds of activities too.
Kya dekhte hain kuch bachche
on one side, some children
circus kar rahe ho,
were performing
circus kar rahe,
circus performances,
upar
service activities, sometime up in the air,
beech mein latak jaate,
sometimes dangling in the middle,
niche aakar ke,
and second coming down on the ground as though they were holding on to some rope,
jhool rahe the,
and they were swinging with that rope.
Dekhne ko mil rahe
the. So different scenes were visible.
Dusri taraf kya dekha,
in another corner I saw some children
aise bhavna mein baithe hue the,
were sitting in deep, lost in deep love, like the devotee souls. Baba, do this for me. Baba, this is situation, the problem in front of me. How should I do it? I'm not able to accomplish this. And then in the third corner, there were some children who had written many, many letters. And these letters were visible, stacked up in a file. Some were service plans, some were letters of sharing one's self efforts. In another direction, just like children were playing, they were going up in the air, coming down, they were not able to balance themselves very much. Sometimes they were flying in the air, sometimes coming down, and they were looking for support somewhere or the other. So Baba was looking at these different scenes. As I went closer to Baba, I noticed Baba was looking very closely at these different scenes of the children. I stood for a few seconds near Baba. Baba then smiled and looked at me and said, "Child, you've come?" I said, "Yes, Baba, I have arrived." I then said, "Baba, the children have so much love, they sent loving remembrances for Baba." Baba said, "Everyone's loving remembrances have reached Baba, along with remembrances, some complaints and their different thoughts, and all the aspects of spiritual efforts, all of that has reached the Father. Child, today Baba is looking at every scene of the children. Father goes on a tour to look at each child's spiritual efforts and to bestow them with strength and help. But what are my children doing even now? What do the children do? They think a lot.
Circus karte rehte
hain, and they create their own circus of their own thoughts. They create so many thoughts
upar ki aur
that one second they're up in the air, sometimes they're stuck in the middle mid-air, the next second they're rotating around the storms of maya, and sometimes they feel that they are caught up in bondages and not able to see the path ahead, and some are just swaying in the winds. And the second group of children, they are Baba's children. Baba has given them the authority, but they still have the sanskars of devotion. They keep asking Baba, do this for me, Baba. When will this service of mine be accomplished? When will I attain this? When will I receive that? So those kind of thoughts are like those of the devotees. So they present these thoughts like devotees in front of Baba. But they forget to remember what they're actually receiving from the Father. They put that aside. And they keep asking something or the other from the Baba. And then the third group of children are moving along in a way that they are not able to keep their balance. They are not able to maintain balance. So this just, you have mercury. Sometimes the mercury rises very high, sometimes they become very cold, slack. So I then said, Baba, these situations are coming in front of the children time and again. So if they won't present it or share it in front of Baba, who will they go to? Baba then smiled and said, Baba has already shared the secrets behind every situation. Baba has given you the method of receiving the solution for every problem. Baba has already told you this. Baba has given you the signal many times before. I then said, Baba, what should we tell the children? Baba then said, all the children have to pay attention and remember that there is some secret merged within every scene of drama. So while looking at every scene, one, stabilize yourself in the point, apply the full stop of happiness. Secondly, apply the full stop of power. Apply the third point of Baba is my companion. So when you keep this in front of you, in your awareness, then the speed of your thoughts, which is moving very fast, you keep thinking of so many different things, you keep thinking about certain things, you'll become free from it, you'll become lighter internally. Secondly, Baba said, why are the children not able to maintain balance at times? What do? At one time they're moving ahead at a fast speed, but then when suddenly Maya comes in some even slight form, Maya may come in the form of a person, in the form of another Brahmin, in the form of some circumstance or some local situation, that balance then reaches zero. They're not able to keep the balance. So don't keep zero level. But you children have to play hero parts in this drama. You are the hero actors. Baba has made your children the hero actors. So don't come down to the zero level, the ground level again and again. Even if by chance you come to the ground level in your efforts, then through your angelic form, stabilize yourself in your angelic form and give that experience to others. Then fourthly, Baba said, the children have to create a very powerful stage for yourself. Baba then became very quiet for a few seconds. Baba then said, you children know science is doing so much to create your new world. Science is giving you inventions of pleasure, but science stops from time to time. And what is the reason for that? It's you children who kind of put a full a break to their inventions. One, you have to create the stage of being introverted. Baba shared many secrets with you, so go into the depth of those secrets, go into the subtleties of those secrets. The more you go into the subtlety, then science too will become more and more refined, and science will cooperate with you. There will be upheaval created by science out there in the world, but here science will help you with the Brahmin souls, and in the future also, science will create many wonderful new inventions. Just as nature, the five elements will always be there to serve you, then science, the facilities also there will be ever ready for you, to serve you. Baba then spread out his arms and all the children came into Baba's embrace. Baba wasn't swinging everyone in the swing of his arms, but the garland of Baba's arms was like the victory garland. No matter what the child may be like, no matter what kind of effort maker this Biki may be, Baba sees them as victorious jewel, sees them as becoming the embodiment of success. So the children have to pay attention that Baba is my companion, so victory is my birthright. Baba was then giving drishti to everyone. Along with drishti, Baba was giving each child a blessing on which was written, go into the subtlety of every matter, be detached from all external situations, stay light, become loving to the Father and all to, and becoming loving to the devotee souls. You are loving to the Father now, but sometimes you distance yourself from the Father's love. So for this, experience the stage of detachment, always be loving to the Father, and you will always be that, but be loving to the entire world, souls of the world, be the most beloved deities for the devotee souls. Baba then offered bhog to everyone himself. There were several who had offered bhog. I shared that news with Baba too. I also told Baba that a large group have come from Dubai today. Baba then smiled and said, you have transformed the desert into a beautiful garden, a spiritual garden. Baba is very pleased to see this garden. Let this garden continue to expand and let the fragrance of knowledge and yoga spread in all four directions. Baba then gave remembrances to everyone and I returned. Om Shanti.